Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
My Money and Me with Sumitra Naidu on the home of the Afropolitan.
Right, we continue now and we're looking at online shopping. And online shopping in South Africa in particular is booming at the moment. Most e-commerce companies are recording very high rates of sales, especially since the lockdown rules were eased around mid-April. Some companies are seeing higher sales than Black Friday even. You know, what's really interesting is that there's been an overall increase and some companies are battling with demand, getting the product to the customer on time. I actually recently tried 60/60 only because it became available in my area in the last week and I was so impressed. But we often get into online shopping for different reasons. Brendan Dale is a personal finance blogger and he joins me now. Brendan, thank you very much for your time this evening.
That's a pleasure. It's great to be on the show.
What's your thinking behind this? I mean, is it out of sheer desperation that we're shopping online more now than before?
Well, it's partly desperation, but it's also people are very concerned about their health, obviously, and going to the stores is just a little more of a mission than finding your mask and wearing it and being careful about what you touch or where you stand in the queue. People are understandably quite nervous, and that's why we've seen such an upsurge in the online shopping.
I think you're right. You know, it's a health issue. People don't want to actually get out there. Sometimes you actually forget your mask and you arrive at the shop and then what do? But we've become so entrepreneurial with COVID-19 as well. The other day I popped into, where did I go? Somewhere, I think at the mall, but there was a table outside and they had every single design mask possible. It was just an array of masks. So you could have picked up one there quickly before you walked into the mall. What about, you know, the time management aspect of this? I'm finding that it's just, you know, I've always liked online shopping. I don't do a lot of clothes shopping online. But for everything else, I find that it cuts down the time that I spend going out. I can just browse, pick and pay and it gets delivered.
Yes, no, definitely. That's a huge aspect. And it's also so convenient that we're all at home now all the time that you're at home when the deliveries are happening. Whereas normally if you're at an office, you either get your deliveries to the office or you have to arrange for someone to be at home at a certain time. Whereas right now it's all just so convenient.
What do you think was the issue, though? I mean, you know, before we came onto the show, I had a chat with Cindy, and she was saying that she has a serious trust issue. And we've seen this before in South Africa where a lot of things didn't actually work. You know, for example, the money app, what's it, M-Pesa. M-Pesa has grown phenomenally in other countries, Kenya, for example, but it just didn't work in South Africa. And, you know, the research found that we prefer to go into a bank. And because our infrastructure is so good and you have an ATM and you have a branch, you know, at every corner, we didn't actually need something like M-Pesa. But there was a big trust factor in that as well. People wanted to see their money moving as opposed to just doing everything virtually.
Yes, and I mean, South Africa has been a bit behind the curve in terms, like, if you compare to the States where you can buy literally anything at any time of day or night and it just arrives at your door. We've been a bit behind, and I think partly it's been infrastructure, and that's a huge factor is the trust issue. And now with our current situation, so many more people have been forced into online buying, or at least they're sort of trying it out, giving a bit of an experiment, and they're finding that it actually works so smoothly, and especially the larger websites that have got courier companies that are coming every almost daily or every second day. It's actually quite amazing how quickly you can get your things and you get exactly what you ordered.
What about the costs? I mean, you know, sometimes it's slightly more expensive because you're not going to be shopping for the specials. You're not getting to see all the specials if you're walking in the store. But is there a savings in online shopping? I mean, yes, it keeps you from getting out of the house. You're not spending petrol to drive there.
You know, it really depends what you buy. Because the other aspect is that you obviously have a delivery fee unless you buy over a certain limit. So with that, it also encourages people to spend just a little bit more to reach that limit for free delivery. that. I mean, you do get lots of really great deals online. Lots of things are cheaper, but not necessarily. I think one just needs to shop around a bit, as per usual. Can't assume that something online will be cheaper.
Well, I mean, could you look at it as being more focused if you're buying online? I mean, I certainly am, you know, quite disciplined when I'm shopping online as opposed to going into the store.
I think that depends on your personality, you know.
What are you saying about me?
When you're shopping online, all these little adverts pop up. As you search for something, all the sort of related products that you might also like listed. And extra things come up, and I think it's very tempting. It's like when you're walking through the street aisle at Woolies, you know, you just want to pick up a little extra because it's right there. So it depends on your personality. Like, some people are just good with shopping and good with sticking to their shopping list and buying things, and for others it could be a very easy way to sort of click and spend money and sort of.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I know somebody that's almost addicted to it. She loves, what is this one? The one where you can, it's almost like an auction. You bid.
Oh, yes.
I have no idea how it works. I've never used it. But she is enthralled by it. She loves it. And she says that she actually needs to keep herself off it. It sounds like a little bit more work because you're bidding and you have to watch it and it needs to close at a certain time. You don't know whether you're getting the product. But she seems to be addicted to it.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of sites and lots of ways of doing it. But I think it can be quite addictive, especially if you enjoy... Yeah, I mean, if you enjoy that kind of thing, you enjoy buying things, you enjoy sort of watching to see if the price has changed yet. And also, you know, if you think about how much, if you're spending time at home and you're not employed, or you sort of, your hours have been reduced, you've suddenly got a lot more time and you kind of have to find things to do.
Yeah, I hear you. Afropolitans, if you've just joined us, we're talking about online shopping. There has been a sudden boom, obviously, because of the restrictions, people moving around, and the sheer convenience of doing online shopping now. You know, most companies are seeing a massive uptick, compared, you know, week on week and compared to last year. Some are saying that they're seeing higher sales and even Black Friday. And Black Friday was the big ticker for many companies when it came to sales. So they are seeing really huge numbers. Give us a call if you want to share your experience, or if you have any questions. I'm talking to Brendan Dale. He's a personal finance blogger. The number is 086-00-00959. Our WhatsApp line is 063-688-0959. Brendan, what about the safety aspect of it? So obviously, you know, with online shopping increasing, criminals too will always find a way. I mean, you know, there is a massive safety aspect, which is slightly different from a trust issue. Safety in, you know, you are putting your details online. What about that?
Yes, that's unfortunately a huge problem. Not just South Africa, internationally. It costs absolutely billions every year. And it's a pity that you have to be so careful and sort of consider these things. But you, when shopping online, you really need to make sure that it's a trusted website, and that it's, you know, in your browser you've got that little lock in the corner and that shows that it's got a secure certificate. You need to look out for that. And if it's a sort of a new business that's just asking you to email in your credit card details or read the same details over the phone, that's unfortunately a bit risky because anyone could get hold of your details and go shopping on your behalf. So it is a big issue, and it is something that the banks are forever trying to fight. That unfortunately, often it's the consumers, it's us ourselves, who actually inadvertently give away our credit card details. You know, we don't need to, but we do. And it is unfortunately a huge, huge risk.
What are some of the things that we need to look out for when we are online shopping? What are the normal procedures as opposed to, you know, somebody trying to get you? So, you know, they've made it so similar these days that it's so hard to tell. But when should the alarm bells be ringing?
If you're online, I think the alarm bells should be ringing if you receive an email from from one of your standard companies where you're shopping. That the website address, if you take, for example, takealot.com, that's the website address, but you might receive an email that's from takealot.com.something else.South Africa. And it's just a little bit different to what you're used to. And if you click on there, it might look the same from the front, that they might immediately show you a picture of, like, asking for credit card details. And that would be very weird. Like, it would be an odd experience. So that, you should just close your browser and actually go to the website. And then, as I said, you need to look for that little secure lock in the top of your browser to make sure it's a secure website. And really, you shouldn't be sending your credit card details just via an email or just over the phone. Like, that's a huge risk, and you know, alarm bells should be going off if someone just says, oh, yes, just send me your details, or open to just a form on the website that just asks for details that you just type in clear text. That wouldn't be right.
I'm terrified of letting the computer save my details, because it often gives you that option, you know, to save your password, save the numbers, save the card. And I don't like to do that. I'd rather, you know, put everything in manually each time I shop. I just prefer that. I mean, how safe is that, having your computer save all of those details?
It's quite safe if it's your own personal computer and you're using sort of a well-known brand. So you're storing it in Google Chrome, or you're using Apple to store all your passwords. That's pretty secure. And if it's your computer and your device that you're using in your house, I'd say that's perfectly fine. But you shouldn't be doing that on your work computer or any shared computer or device that you're sharing with your flatmates. That kind of then it poses a risk. But if it's only yours and it's a well-known system that you're using, that should be fine.
And I suppose you could actually install extra security on your computers and things to make sure that there isn't any viruses. But you can actually get in touch with the bank as well, because they have extra measures in place as well. So, for instance, you know, some banks will have a short check and they'll send an OTP number. So there's extra steps, you know, to follow. I think that's also key to find out what kind of security your bank is offering, because you are connecting to the bank account in order to pay.
Yes, no, definitely. One-time PIN, I would expect that to be standard, but if you don't have that, then you should definitely contact your bank and find out if they offer that. And even the SMS notifications of when you've spent money, because that way you'd be able to catch if someone has used your card fraudulently.
I mean, considering that there are, you know, security issues that, you know, sometimes it's just, you know, one click of a button and suddenly you are somewhere else, or you've divulged your information. You know, considering that there are these issues, we're still seeing a huge uptick in the online shopping. Once everything goes back to normal, do you think that this is going to steadily increase, it's going to continue, or will we see, a reduction in online shopping? Because we have been lagging the rest of the world when it comes to online shopping.
I think we're going to see a steady increase now that so many more people have actually experienced what it's about and seen how easy it is and seen how, you know, I want to say safe, because if you've made a transaction and nothing bad's happened, then that's obviously a good experience. There is a bad side, but I think people will definitely be trusting it more and definitely be using it far more.
That's interesting, because, I mean, I suppose you've gotten over the trust factor if you have that issue. You kind of like pushed into it, let me try it, let me give it a shot. And now that it's worked for you, you're feeling a little bit easier to continue with it.
Yes, no, definitely. And there are also just general things that you can bear in mind to keep your experience safe. And, you know, as much as your PIN number on your card, you should never give that out. You should also just never divulge your credit card details or your one-time PIN, any of those details. If you make a really strong habit of keeping those details secure and actually just not trusting anyone, so not even trusting if the bank called you and asked you for those details, you shouldn't be giving it to them unless you unless you call them back. So if you're really guarding that, and yeah, it can be a really awesome experience.
Yeah, I suppose we just need to be very careful about this. But I think it's, you know, I think it's great. It's a great employment opportunity as well. I mean, you know, as these companies, I mean, now many of them are saying that they can't keep up with demand. Obviously, there's an opportunity to hire more people, get more delivery people out, you know, increase efficiencies. I think the e-commerce platforms work really well. I mean, especially now, if you walk into a mall and, you know, people are queuing because of the social distancing. You know, there's long queue snaking out the store. I mean, do you have the time to stand there? Whereas you could have actually ordered it online, have it delivered. You're sitting comfortably at home. It actually just works better. So it is an option that you can take up. So thank you very much for your time this evening, Brendan. We've come to the end of this. But yeah, thanks so much for sharing your insights with us. Brendan, of course, is a personal finance blogger, sharing his insights on online shopping.
My Money and Me with Sumitra Naidu every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Kaya FM, home of the Afropolitan.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.